Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. In our last podcast, we talked about how to identify dysfunctions on your team, and I gave you specific examples of five things that you should be looking for. So now let's shift gears and talk about how to fix that dysfunction, because I know you've been waiting for some answers. So here are six ways that you can eliminate or fix the dysfunction that you found on your team. Number one, get the team focused on the pipeline. What I've noticed is that highly functional teams focus on the pipeline. They build camaraderie and surge forward together at the end of the month and at the end of the quarter. They're extremely results-oriented, and they focus their office work and activities on obtaining those results. If your team isn't getting results, the first step you need to take is to manage by walking around the floor. Make sure your room isn't quiet, listen to the conversations going on, help you determine why your reps aren't hitting your targets. Now, for those of you that manage teams remotely, of course you can't walk around the floor, but you can do two things. One, you can call your reps and find out what's going on. And two, you can get out and make sales calls with them. Second thing you can do to eliminate dysfunction is to examine individuals' behavior. I mean, I know it's cliche, but it is true. One bad apple can spoil the whole bunch. In fact, I just had a team tell me this week they had two sales reps quit all because of one bad apple on the team. That bad apple has to go. In many cases, the issue can be one you inherit from a previous sales leader. I understand that. But if it's a problem employee, it needs to be dealt with. Number three. Take a look at the individual members of your team and see how they're behaving in professional situations. You know, are they taking their job seriously or are they playing games and enjoying themselves, possibly at the expense of a company's reputation or relationship with a client? Get this. I had a sales team leader tell me once he was traveling with a fairly new member of his team. He had left his ID at home and they were taking a flight in 2013, and the sales rep admitted to his new boss that he had a game where he tried to get through security without ID. Now, that's reckless and irresponsible, but also highly dysfunctional. I gotta tell you, that sales rep lasted 4 weeks. Number four, hiring can make a difference to your team's environment. So hire the right people for the right types of sales your company makes. You know, a rep who's excellent at closing multi-million dollar deals with long sales cycles may fail on a team that needs monthly results with small revenues. Fit and skill are important. So keep your sales process in mind when hiring and don't get dazzled by impressive numbers that aren't relevant to your specific business. Number five, you know, signs that you're going to have issues with a particular team member include resistance to forecasts and measurements. Often, even a top performer will claim they don't have time to measure because they're too busy selling. This is a warning sign. If a rep has a heavy reliance on a small number of accounts or they complain about making changes to marketing, product, or process, they may be part of the issue on your team. In some cases, these issues may be inherent to someone's personality as opposed to something you can solve by training or mentoring, and that may mean they're not going to be a good fit for your team. Recently, I spoke with a sales leader who's having real trouble with one of his top performers because she's a maverick and refuses to use the CRM. Is that dysfunctional? Maybe. And number six, look at the environment you've developed. In large part, you can create your own dysfunction by putting forward the wrong compensation, for example, or fostering extreme competition, or by leading by the stick instead of the carrot. Punishing or penalizing without ever rewarding. The problem could be you as the sales leader, and I know that's hard to admit, but sometimes we have to look at ourselves. When it's time to assess the health of your team, don't forget to look inward, no matter how difficult that is, to see what you could be doing better. And lastly, remember too, I hinted on it a little bit, but I need to emphasize that in sales, compensation can either motivate employees or create extremely hostile, dysfunctional environments. Changing your compensation plan partway through the year or changing rules on territories unexpectedly can create a negative environment, so don't do it. In the end, your sales team will most likely behave the way you pay them and the way you motivate them. So pay attention to your compensation plan and the team dynamic to build the best habits and environments for your success.
You've been listening to the sales leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.